السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to this call. This is the sixth recording. We're currently on the page 53 in the book, Wisdom for the Devoted, which is subtitled a much longer title, which is Divine Wisdom and Exhortation Concerning the Devotee's Conduct. Hakam wa mawadi fa adab suluk amurid. Again, these are teachings from CD from what I've heard 40 years ago, and you can feel their fundamental teachings that are very simple in a way, but as most things that are simple, challenging. The current chapter that we're stepping into is called Reflecting on the Gathering, Al-Hashr. It's a long chapter, and I think I've divided it up into two short chapters. Today will be a shorter reading, inshallah. We'll begin with the Fatiha. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا And turning inwards, and this time turning away from the dunya for these few moments that we have together daily. Doing a little bit every day can really cast a shadow on the entire day, a good shadow, depending on what we're focusing on. So focusing on this, not just on CD, but going through CD, into our relationship with the entire silsila, our entire lineage of teachers and guardians of the truth, those who have been chosen and have stepped into that to pass on this universal knowledge. Back to the Prophet alayhi salam and the prophetic lineage, of which the Muhammadan light is the gathering force of, and all radiating through our hearts and the longing in our hearts to stand in this stream of current that's connected to the source. As we give sound to the prophetic lineage, we're giving sound to that light that is awakening within our hearts and is reflected in this book as we come into its reading. La ilaha illallah. Page 53 in Wisdom for the Devoted, Reflecting on the Gathering, Al-Hashr. O Beloved, in two steps you can arrive. One step away from this world, and one step away from the final world. One step away from your lower self, the nafs. And one step away from creatures. Leave the outer appearance and you will reach the hidden. Initially, then finally. You must start. You must start, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completes. The beginning has to be from you, and from Allah comes the ending. Take a shovel, take a basket, and sit at the door to the place of work, so that when you are called, you will be close to the employer. Don't sit on your bed, under your blanket, and behind closed doors, expecting work and employment. Bring your heart closer to remembrance. Remind it of the day of resurrection. Reflect on the decaying graves. Reflect on how the Lord of the Truth, subhanahu wa ta'ala, will assemble all creatures and resurrect them in his presence. If you continue to reflect on this, you will lose the hardness of your heart and you will be purified of its confusion. If the building is established on a strong foundation, it will be firm and steady. But if it was built with no foundation, it will soon fall apart. If you build your state on the rules of the outer law, no one will be able to find shortcoming in it. But if you do not build it on this basis, your state will not be firmly established. You will not attain any station, and the hearts of the champions of the truth will dislike you and wish not to see you. Woe to you. Is religion a game? No. No, and you deserve no respect. You appointed yourself as qualified to speak to people without any real qualification in you. This is only granted to very few individuals from among the righteous. Otherwise, their habit is to remain silent, and when they speak, they make allusions, and their direct speech is rare. Some of them are ordered to speak, and they speak to the people with reluctance. Knowing through information becomes seeing with direct vision. Through a transformation that concerns the purity of your heart and secret. This is why the commander of the believers, Ali ibn Abi Talib, may Allah grant him honor, be well pleased with him, said, "Even if the veil were removed, my certitude would be no greater." He also said, "I do not worship a Lord I cannot see, and my heart has let me see my Lord." O ignorant ones, you must mingle with the knowledgeable, serve them, and learn from them. Knowledge is received from the mouths of the knowledgeable. Sit with the knowledgeable. Adorn yourselves with polite manners. Stop opposing them. Acquire what you can of benefit from them, so that you gain some of their knowledge and are granted some of their blessings. Sit with the knowers in silence. Sit with the ascetics, the zahidun, with a favorable attitude. The knower, arif, comes closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the hour. His stillness and humbleness to his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala is renewed every moment. He humbles himself to one who is present, not absent. His humility increases in proportion to his nearness to his Lord, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And his silence increases in proportion to his witnessing. When someone really knows Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, muteness overcomes the tongue of his lower self. His natural impulses, his passions, his habits, and his existence. As for the tongue of his heart, his secret, his spiritual state, his station, and his gift, it speaks to declare the blessings he has. This is why, even when you sit in silence with a knower, you benefit from them. And you drink the wine that matures in their hearts. Whoever sits often with the knowers, he comes to know himself and becomes submissive to his Lord, subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why it is said, "He who really knows himself knows his Lord." This is because the self is the veil between the servant and his Lord, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever knows humbles himself to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to his creation. When he knows it well, he becomes cautious of it. And he devotes himself to thanking Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, for allowing him to know it. He realizes that he would not have given him that knowledge unless he willed him good in this world and in the final world. So he is outwardly devoted to giving him thanks and inwardly to giving him praise. Outwardly he is fragmented, but inwardly he is united. His happiness is within him, while his sorrow is on the surface to veil his spiritual state. The believer is an informed person standing at the door, not knowing what is in store for him. Will he be accepted or will he be rejected? Will the door be opened for him or will it stay closed in his face? Whoever truly knows his own self is different from the states of the believer in every respect. The believer is the owner of a spiritual state, and the state is subject to change. The knower is the owner of a spiritual station, and the station is firmly established. The believer is afraid that his state might change and that his faith might disappear. So sadness is always in his heart and cheerfulness is always on his face. He may smile when he speaks with you, but his heart is separated by his sadness. As for the knower, his sadness shows on his face because the goodness he shows people is wrapped in warning. He cautions them. He instructs them on behalf of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Sufis act in accordance with what they hear, so their actions bring them near to the Lord of the Truth, subhanahu wa ta'ala, for whom they act. They listened to his admonishment without any mediator with the ears of their hearts. This happens when they are in a state of absence and heedless of the creation, but of presence and wakefulness with the Creator. When your heart is truly sound, you will always be in a state of absence and sleep in relation to the creation, but of wakefulness with the Creator. For it will not be distracted from its privacy, even when in public. Thus you will never lose the incoming gifts, mawarid, of the Lord of the Truth, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his wise advice which comes through the secret. The secret informs the heart. The heart informs the tranquil self. The self informs the tongue, and the tongue informs people. One should either speak to the people in this manner or not speak to them at all. The madness, junoon, of the Sufis is in abandoning their natural habits and actions motivated by their lower self and the passions. This isn't because they are insane in the same manner as those who have lost their minds. Hassan al-Basri, may Allah bestow his mercy on him, said, if you saw them, you would call them madmen. And if they saw you, they would say, these people have never believed in Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, even for the blinking of an eye. Your retreat is not sincere because seclusion means that your heart is detached from all things. Your inward is so detached that it's stripped naked, left with neither this world nor the final world, and with nothing apart from the Lord of the truth, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the way of our prophets, the way of messengers, the saints, and the righteous. To demand what is right and forbid what is wrong is dearer to me than 1,000 hermits in retreat. The lower self must be diminished and deterred so that it does not become the cause of your destruction. Unless the self follows the heart and the secret, it must not go off to follow its own whim, but be united with the heart and the secret, so that there is no difference between the lower self, the heart, and the secret. The self must command what they command, forbid what they forbid, and choose what they choose. Then it will become a tranquil self, so that the self, the heart, and the secret all agree on a single quest and goal. When the self reaches this, it deserves a respite from the struggle against it. You must not argue with the Lord of the truth, subhanahu wa ta'ala, concerning what he does in you and in other people. Have you not heard the words of Allah? He cannot be questioned about what he does, but they will be questioned. Quran 21:23. How can you be following the Lord of the truth, subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you do not have good manners? If you do not improve your manners, you'll be driven out of the house in disgrace. But if you are well-behaved and compliant, you will remain and you will be treated with honor. The one who loves Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a guest in his presence. And the guest does not choose what the owner of the house is going to offer him concerning his food, his drink, and clothes. Instead, in all of his states, the lover is patient. The lover is easily pleased. There's no doubt that this lover would be gladdened with the good news of what he would see and receive. Whoever really knows Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, this world and the next, as well as everything apart from Allah, disappear from his heart. Your speech is only for the sake of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let your life be in obedience to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, death is preferable for you. O Allah, let us live obeying you and resurrect us with those who are devoted to obedience to you. Sheikh Abd al-Qadir al-Jilani, may Allah be pleased with him, said, the believer is the one who parts company with his own self and befriends a sheikh who can discipline him and teach him good manners and with whom he can continue to learn until he dies. At the first stage of his education, the Quran teacher, Muqri, should help him memorize the Book of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second stage, a scholar teaches him the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With this, he is always accompanied by helpful guidance. To succeed in his education, he must put into practice what he learns and act accordingly. so that his actions bring him closer to the Lord of the truth, subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he acts in accordance with what he has learned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him knowledge of what he did not know. He must let his heart stand on his feet and sincerity move his steps toward the Lord of the truth, subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are practicing, but you notice that your heart is not close to the Lord of the truth, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you do not experience the sweetness of worship and intimacy, then you have to realize that you are not practicing correctly and are hindered by defects. What are these defects? Pretense, riya, hypocrisy, nifaq, and pride, ujb. Pretense, hypocrisy, and pride. For you who are practicing the way, you must have sincerity. Otherwise, do not bother. You must be attentively aware of the Lord of the truth, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in private and in public. Attentive awareness in public is for the hypocrites, while the sincere are observant in public and in private. Woe to you! If you see a man or a woman of pleasing appearance towards you, you must lower your eyes, the eyes of your lower self, your passions and your natural impulses, and remember that the eyes of your Lord are upon you, and then recite. And in whatever condition you find yourself, and whatever portion of the Quran you recite, you do not perform any action but that we witness you. 1061. Beware of the Lord of the truth, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Revert your eyes from gazing at that which is forbidden, and remember the watchful gaze of the one who never ceases to watch and to be aware. If you stop arguing and disputing with the Lord of the truth, subhanahu wa ta'ala, your servitude to him will be complete, and you will become a true servant, mingling with those concerning whom he says, "Truly you have no power over my worshippers, save those of the deviants who will follow you." 1542. When your gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actualized, he will inspire the hearts and the tongues of his creatures with gratitude and affection for you. At this stage, there will be no room for the devil and his supporters to affect you. To refrain from asking for things is the strictest form of piety, and the regular practice of it is a dispensation. Supplication is like a breath of air to one who is drowning, or like a skylight for a prisoner until he is released from prison and is admitted to the presence of the king. Be sensible. Sensible. You do not do it right when you refrain from supplication, nor do you make your supplication correctly. Everything requires intention, intelligence, knowledge, and the example of one who really knows. You do not understand what is important to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to his righteous worshippers. This is why you think badly of them. Do not endanger your religious beliefs and your spiritual states through the way you behave with them. Do not obstruct them in their dealings if the law does not object to their actions. They are in the presence of the Lord of the truth, subhanahu wa ta'ala, outwardly and inwardly. The heart of this person does not relax from fear until he, Allah, reassures him and grants him safety. You think you know something, but you have no clue. Enter my book. Enter my book so that I can teach you something that you have not found. Our hearts have a book. Our secrets have a book. Our lower selves have a book. And our limbs and organs have a book. These are degrees and stations and consecutive steps. Alhamdulillah, it's about half that chapter. It brings us to page 59. We'll close the call with the Fatiha and, of course, sit for as long as you wish to drink in whatever of Sidi's presence has touched, sparked inside. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.